This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 133 Biography of Lori Trahan, the Representative from Massachusetts. General Information. Lori Trahan is the U.S. Representative for Massachusetts' 3rd Congressional District. She was born on October 29, 1973, in Lowell, Massachusetts. Trahan is a member of the Democratic Party and has been serving in Congress since January 3, 2019. Early life and education. Lori Trahan was born and raised in Lowell, Massachusetts, a city known for its historical significance in the Industrial Revolution. She grew up in a working-class family, which instilled in her a strong sense of community and public service. Trahan attended Lowell High School, where she was actively involved in student government and community service projects. After high school, she pursued higher education at Georgetown University, where she earned a Bachelor of Science degree in Foreign Service. Her time at Georgetown was marked by her interest in international relations and public policy, which would later influence her political career. Early career. Following her graduation, Lori Trahan began her career in the private sector, working in marketing and business development. She held positions at companies like iProspect, where she helped businesses expand their online presence. Her career took a turn towards public service when she joined the office of Senator Edward M. Kennedy as a staff member. Here, she worked on issues related to education, healthcare, and economic development, gaining first-hand experience in legislative processes and policymaking. After Kennedy's passing, Trahan continued her public service by working with the office of Senator John Kerry, further deepening her involvement in national politics and policy. Her work in these offices provided her with a robust foundation in legislative affairs, which she would later leverage in her own political campaign. Election history. Lori Trahan's political career began when she decided to run for the U.S. House of Representatives in 2018. She entered the race for Massachusetts' 3rd Congressional District following the retirement of longtime Representative Nikki Tsongas. The primary election was highly competitive, featuring a crowded field of candidates. Trahan managed to secure the Democratic nomination by focusing on grassroots campaigning, emphasizing her local roots, and her commitment to progressive policies. In the general election, Trahan faced Republican Rick Green. She won with approximately 62% of the vote, reflecting strong support from her district, which includes parts of Middlesex and Worcester counties. Her victory was seen as a continuation of the district's Democratic leanings but also highlighted her personal appeal and campaign strategy. Since her election, Trahan has been re-elected in subsequent cycles, maintaining her seat with significant margins, indicating her growing acceptance and effectiveness as a representative. Political stances. Lori Trahan has positioned herself as a progressive Democrat, focusing on several key issues. On **healthcare**, Trahan supports Medicare for All, advocating for universal health care coverage to ensure that all Americans have access to affordable health services. She has been vocal about reducing the cost of prescription drugs and has introduced legislation aimed at increasing transparency in drug pricing. In terms of **education**, she pushes for increased funding for public schools, especially in underprivileged areas. Trahan has supported initiatives to reduce student loan debt and has backed bills to make higher education more accessible and affordable. Economic development **is another cornerstone of her platform. She focuses on job creation, particularly in technology and manufacturing sectors, aiming to revitalize the economy of her district. Trahan has been an advocate for small businesses, promoting policies that provide tax relief and support for local entrepreneurs. Regarding **climate change**, Trahan supports the Green New Deal, emphasizing the need for sustainable energy solutions and environmental justice. She has co-sponsored legislation to combat climate change, focusing on reducing carbon emissions and promoting renewable energy sources. On **social issues**, Trahan is a staunch supporter of women's rights, including reproductive rights, and has worked on legislation to protect and expand these rights. She also advocates for criminal justice reform, aiming to address systemic inequalities within the legal system. Her stance on *immigration* includes support for comprehensive immigration reform, advocating for pathways to citizenship for undocumented immigrants and opposing policies that she views as harsh or inhumane. Overall, Lori Trahan's political career is marked by her commitment to progressive policies, community engagement, and leveraging her background in both the private and public sectors to advocate for her constituents' needs. Lori Trahan, the representative for Massachusetts' 3rd Congressional District, has garnered significant support from her constituents for several compelling reasons. Her commitment to education reform stands out prominently. She has actively pushed for policies that aim to reduce the cost of higher education and make it more accessible to all. Trahan understands that education is the cornerstone of opportunity, and her efforts to support student loan forgiveness and increase funding for public schools resonate deeply with many families in her district. Another pillar of Trahan's appeal is her advocacy for healthcare reform. She has been a vocal proponent of expanding Medicare, ensuring that more Americans have access to affordable healthcare. Her stance on protecting the Affordable Care Act and her efforts to lower prescription drug costs directly address the concerns of many, particularly the elderly and those with chronic illnesses, making her a favored choice among voters who prioritize health policy. Trahan's approach to economic issues also plays a crucial role in her support base. She has consistently supported initiatives aimed at bolstering small businesses, which are the backbone of the local economy in her district. Her work on legislation to provide tax relief for small businesses, coupled with her push for fair wages and workers' rights, demonstrates her understanding of the economic pressures faced by her constituents. This focus on economic equity and growth has earned her the trust of both workers and business owners. Environmental concerns are another area where Trahan has shown leadership, which appeals to environmentally conscious voters. She supports the Green New Deal and has been involved in efforts to combat climate change through sustainable practices and renewable energy investments. Her district, with its mix of urban and rural areas, benefits from her balanced approach to environmental policy, which seeks to protect natural resources while also considering the economic implications for local industries. Lastly, Trahan's personal engagement with her community cannot be overlooked. She is known for her accessibility, often participating in town halls and community events, which allows her to stay connected with the pulse of her district. Her genuine interest in the lives of her constituents, her responsiveness to their concerns, and her efforts to represent their voices in Washington make her not just a representative but a community advocate. This personal touch, combined with her policy initiatives, solidifies her support among those who value representation that is both effective and empathetic. One of the primary reasons people do not support Representative Lori Trahan from Massachusetts' 3rd District is her perceived lack of visibility and engagement with her constituents. Many residents feel that she has not been as present or active in community events, town halls, or local issues as they would expect from their elected representative. This sense of disconnection can lead to a feeling among voters that their concerns are not being adequately addressed or even heard. Another significant point of contention is her legislative record, which some constituents view as lacking in substantial achievements or initiatives that directly benefit the district. While she has co-sponsored numerous bills, critics argue that few of these have resulted in tangible changes or improvements for the people of Massachusetts 3rd. Her focus on broader, national issues sometimes overshadows local needs, leading to dissatisfaction among those who prioritize immediate community benefits. There's also criticism regarding her stance on economic policies. Some local business owners and taxpayers feel that her support for certain economic regulations and tax policies could be detrimental to small businesses, which are the backbone of the district's economy. They argue that her policies might favor larger corporations or out-of-state interests over local entrepreneurship and economic growth. Her approach to healthcare has also drawn ire from various groups. While she supports universal healthcare, some constituents believe her methods and the bills she supports do not adequately address the immediate healthcare needs of the district, particularly in rural areas where access to medical services is already limited. This has led to a divide, with some feeling that her vision for healthcare reform is too idealistic and not grounded in the practical needs of her constituents. Moreover, Representative Trahan's campaign finance practices have come under scrutiny. There have been concerns about the sources of her campaign funds, with some alleging that she might be more influenced by donors than by the needs of her district. This perception of potential conflicts of interest can erode trust, making voters question whose interests she truly represents. Lastly, her communication strategy has been criticized for being too generic or not tailored enough to the specific issues of her district. Many feel that her newsletters, social media posts, and public statements often lack depth or fail to address the nuanced concerns of her constituents. This generic approach can make voters feel overlooked or that their unique issues are not being given the attention they deserve. In summary, the lack of support for Representative Lori Trahan stems from a combination of perceived disengagement, legislative shortcomings, economic policy disagreements, healthcare policy concerns, campaign finance issues, and ineffective communication. These factors contribute to a growing sentiment among some voters that she might not be the best advocate for their district's needs and interests. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.